Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Yo, Mike, how are you?
Hello, Ian. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, but unfortunately still stumped from your challenge from last Friday. Would you clear it up?
Sure. I said, start with the words clover and rainbow. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the result to spell the names of three types of birds. Three letters, five letters, and five letters. What are the words? Well, if you change the C to an N, you can spell owl, raven, and robin.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right, Ian, today is May 20th, or 520, and today's date inspired this week's questions. I'm going to give you the description of a list and a member of that list. You tell me if the thing I give you is number 5 in the list or number 20 in the list.
Okay. Okay.
First up, countries of the world ranked by area, and your member of the list is Brazil.
I'm going to go with number 5.
5 is correct. The top 4 are in order Russia, Canada, China, and the U.S., and number 20 in the list is the African country Chad.
Okay.
Languages by number of speakers. And your member of the list I'm going to give you is Vietnamese.
I'll say 20th.
That is correct. The top 5 by speakers are in order English, Mandarin Chinese, Hindi, Spanish, and French.
Wow.
Films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe by worldwide box office gross. And your movie is Avengers Age of Ultron.
I have no idea. Although I guess I should have suspected, I didn't realize there were 20 at this point.
There's more than 20.
Avengers are usually a big deal. I'll say 5th.
That is right. It is 5th. The first 4 in order are Avengers Endgame, Avengers Infinity War, Spider-Man No Way Home, and The Avengers. And the movie that comes in 20th, again, not the last in the list, there are more after this, 20th place is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
Presidential elections by the number of electoral college votes received by the winner. And your member is Barack Obama in 2012.
How quickly we forget, huh? I will say 5th.
It is 20th.
Wow.
And finally, by far the silliest of the 5, models in the Lego architecture series by number of bricks. And your member is the White House.
I'll say 5th.
It is 5th. Very good. The White House Lego architecture model kit has 1,483 bricks. The top 4 in order, the most is a building called the Robie House, which is a Frank Lloyd Wright built house in Chicago. That model has 2,276 bricks. Second is the Taj Mahal at just over 2,000. The Empire State Building is 3rd, and the Statue of Liberty is 4th. Well, Ian came in neither 5th nor 20th place this week because he got them, well, he got most of them right. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can take about 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go to wamc.org for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase ranked 5th. Change one letter to an N, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 5-letter word for a way to show gratitude and a 6-letter word for someone you might show that gratitude toward. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back on 527.
We will see you soon.